Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 23rd of August, and right now it's clear on 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says clear in the morning, then partly cloudy with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Temperatures will be ranging from low of 27 to high of 32 degrees Celsius with a heat index on 37. It will be breezy with winds from the south at 20 to 25 km per hour, and chance of a rain is on 40%. Later on we can expect a thunderstorm and rain, with southerly winds at 20 to 25 km per hour and chance of rain again on 40%. Morning humidity was on 77% and it will drop by noon on 63. Moon is waxing crescent and illuminated on 33%. This afternoon at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, we are invited to a general meeting, Take 2, Admission and Termination Regulations, and the agenda of this meeting is to discuss with Mr. Bala Bhaskar, the Orwell Foundation Secretary, the compiled Resident Assembly feedback and agree on a way forward. On Saturday at Visitor Center at 8 p.m., we can test our knowledge of Orwell trivia against the celebrity teams at the quiz show brought to us by Genius Incorporated Production. Also on Saturday at Multimedia Center in Town Hall at 5 p.m., the French Pavilion presents The AIDS Controversy, Conference in French by Ananda, without English translation. On Monday, 27th of August, at Pitanga Cultural Center in Samasti, we can listen to a Set Fire to the Rain, 11 hand-picked cover songs presented by Lisa on vocal, Holger on guitar, Martin on guitar, Matt on sax and keyboards, and Jonas and Tina with additional vocals. Summer holidays are coming to an end, and Tina would like to share some of her favorite songs with us before going back to her studies in the Netherlands. At the amphitheater of the Mati Mandir on Friday, 30th of August at 7 p.m., Srimati Bombay, Jayashri, and her musicians will make an offering, Matri Arpanam, offering to the mother. Entrance by Second Banyan, and gates open at 6:15 p.m., and all are requested to be seated by 6:45 p.m. The musical offering will conclude with a silent concentration of 5 minutes. Solitude Organic Restaurant is happy to announce that from the 1st of September, which is next Friday, there will be every Friday a live acoustic music night at Solitude along with their vegan sushi evening. They aim to make an intimate atmosphere within the setting of the restaurant. There's going to be a program of artists playing up until the monsoon, starting with 1st of September Krishna playing songs from Emergence, 7th of September Ashmanan will perform classical guitar with some Spanish and South American themes, and more dates are to follow, including jazz, folk, Indian and other styles of music. After the set, anyone is free to play or have a jam session or etc. If you'd like to perform, please give Krishna a ring. Foodlink informs us about new prices for Orville milk and curds, saying that from the 1st of September onward, they have to increase the price for milk and curd in the Porto's distribution center and Foodlink Direct, the small outlet at Foodlink itself. And we will find half a liter butter milk from Sustenance and New School Craft at 19 rupees, half a liter bottle certified organic milk from Annapurna at 21 rupees, and 350 milliliter curd from Annapurna Farming glass jar at 21 rupees. Now the milk is packed in big glass jars as it is more hygienic and eco-friendly. They're asking us to bring back our jars cleaned to at Porto's distribution center Foodlink, and they will reuse them. In this way they can keep the packaging cost at its lowest and they can give us an affordable milk price and good quality product. Between August 30th until September 2nd at Pully in Switzerland is gonna be our international European meeting. If anybody is in area, please give Camille of Rubberies a ring. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, they will screen tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Queen to Play, directed by Corilla Botaro and was made in France in 2010. The Ecofilm Club in Sadana Forest will screen tomorrow at 7 p.m. Freedom Fuels, documentary made in 2006 by director Martin O'Brien and was made in USA. This one was a winner of the International Environmental Preservation Award, Artivist Film Festival 2006. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Spanish documentary The Science of Panic, made in Spain in 2011 by director Isabel Otadui. On Saturday they will screen an international comedy, The Woman on the Sixth Floor, made in France in 2010 by director Philippe Legrand. On Sunday at 4:30 p.m. children will follow animation comedy Family, Alvin and the Chipmunks, made in USA in 2007 by director Tim Hill. And later on at 8 p.m. within David Lean Film Festival at Cine Club, we can see drama comedy This Happy Breed, made in United Kingdom in 1944. Remember always the divine, and all you do will be an expression of the divine presence, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourwillradio.org.
There's a higher prayer.